KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 57 degrees. And we expect to see partly to mostly sunny skies today with a high of 87. Our winds will be southwesterly at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. Red Oak police have arrested a woman on a felony theft charge. 41-year-old Heidi Ann Divis of Red Oak was arrested around 6:20 p.m. Monday in the 400 block of East Corning Street for theft in the second degree. Divis was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. One person was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Monday morning in Montgomery County. Authorities said 67-year-old Michael K. Reynolds was driving a 2011 Dodge Ram 3500 pickup pulling a trailer when the trailer began to sway as Reynolds was traveling westbound on 110th Street. The swaying action caused the pickup to leave the road and roll over. The accident happened around 7:30 a.m. west of Pilot Grove Park. Reynolds was extricated from the pickup and flown to Nebraska Medicine in Omaha for treatment of serious injuries. Red Oak Fire and Rescue, Grant Fire, Elliott Fire, and Villisca Fire all assisted at that accident scene. The state's coronavirus dashboard early this morning showed 215 additional positive confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 7 more deaths from the virus. The IDPH says 458,141 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19. 9.3% or 42,700 have tested positive. 413,680 have tested negative. 30,476 Iowans have recovered from the virus, and 836 have died. In hospitalization data, 253 are hospitalized across the state from COVID-19. That's a dozen more than yesterday. 75 patients are in an ICU. That's 3 fewer than on Monday. 30 were admitted to the hospital since Monday's report, and 31 people were on a ventilator. Hospitals in western and central Iowa Region 4 report 2 more hospitalizations from COVID-19 for a total of 13. 4 more people are in an ICU for a total of 9. 2 people with virus symptoms were admitted to the hospital since Monday, and 1 person remains on a ventilator. Long-term care facility data show there are 21 outbreaks. That's 1 less than yesterday. 651 staff and patients have tested positive for COVID-19. 213 of those have recovered. 455 have died. That's 7 more than what was reported on Monday. In our area, county by county, you look at the COVID-19 case. Cass County has 37 confirmed cases, 29 of whom have recovered. Adair County with 20 cases and 16 recoveries. Adams County, 13 cases. Audubon County, 25 cases. Guthrie County has 122 cases. That's 3 more than Monday. Montgomery County, 38 cases. Pottawatomie County, 1,049. That's 3 more than Monday. And Shelby County has 135 confirmed cases of COVID-19, which is 2 more than what was reported Monday. Montgomery County public health officials say 2 additional cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in residents of the county there, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 38. New cases contracted the virus by community spread in close contact with a previously recorded case. Of those 2 additional cases in Montgomery County, one is a middle-aged adult, someone 41 to 60, and the other is someone 61 to 80 years of age. The number of residents who have been tested in Montgomery County amount to 1,100. And public health officials in Mills County have confirmed 4 additional positive cases of COVID-19. The latest cases are persons who range in age from 0 to 17, 18 to 40, 41 to 60, and 61 to 80. Those individuals contracted the virus through a known contact and community spread and brings the total number of cases in Mills County to 68. Authorities say 37 of the affected persons have recovered from COVID-19 in Mills County. And to date, more than 2,530 residents of the county have been tested for a positivity rate of 2.7%. And the number of Iowans hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19 is more than double than what it was a month ago. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
On June 27th, there were 118 Iowans with COVID-19 in the hospital. A month later, there were 241. A third of them are in an intensive care unit. 32 patients are on a ventilator. The deaths of 829 Iowans have been linked to the virus so far, and more than half of those who've died of COVID-19 complications were nursing home residents. COVID-19 outbreaks are currently reported in 22 long-term care facilities. I'm okay, Henderson.
And the passengers in the Eastern Iowa Airport in Cedar Rapids will be required to wear face coverings beginning today. Officials in Des Moines announced that due to the surge in COVID-19 cases in Polk County, City Hall and a handful of their buildings will remain closed there to the public until October 1st. And beginning Monday in Ames, face masks were required in the public library and on city buses. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Jean Swope, age 90, of Oakland, died July 25th at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. An open visitation for Dorothy Swope will be held at the Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland this morning from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Visitation with her family will start on Wednesday, beginning at 10 a.m. Visitation of the family then will continue until 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, when a procession will leave the funeral home for a graveside service at the Oaklawn Cemetery. Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Turner Russell, age 23, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Turner Russell will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church of Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Rhodes, age 73, of Lewis, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life gathering for Richard Rhodes will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the Rhodes residence in Lewis at 510 Oregon Street. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Joel Widener, age 63, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Graveside services for Joel Widener will be Friday at 3:30 at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Patricia Bullock Gipple, age 50, of Lindenhurst, Illinois, died July 14th. Prayer and memorial services for Patricia Bullock Gipple will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Natalie Wheatley Merritt of Missouri and formerly of Atlantic died April 17th. Celebration of life for 53-year-old Natalie Merritt will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. And Betty Falcon, age 81, of Irwin, died Friday at the Hanson House. Services for Betty Falcon are pending for a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Karen Reesberg, age 76, of Griswold, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Services for Karen Reesberg are pending with the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.